what's your name and your ADC number, please?
My name is John Edison Rosso, R-O-Z-O. And my booking, my number is 312-516.
All right, so that's, we're looking for the paperwork right now, so just hold on a quick second while we look.
Yes, yes ma'am.
Okay.
How are you today?
Doing fine, how about you?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, he has this one. I don't know where. Okay, thank you. Oh, here it is. Thank you.
You need the facing?
Yes. Got it.
Okay. Okay, good afternoon, sir. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Would you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
John Edison Rosso, and my DOC number is 312-516.
Okay, Mr. Rosso. I am going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Miller, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, who's acting as the board chair, and my name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'm going to be acting as your lead for this hearing. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office, is Mr. Grady. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received a signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, sir, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today? Mr. Rosso?
Yes, sir.
Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay, so at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out in phase one. So you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Okay.
The allegation of your warrant states that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about March 16, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officers. The papers whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconding from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
False.
That's false? Okay, sir, based that you said that was false, we're going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Grady, to get some additional information.
Allegation number one. On 3/23/2018, P.O. Bob received a discharge notice from V-Grade Recovery House. The letter dated 3/16/2018 stated the offender walked off the site on 3/16/2018 and has not returned. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's in absconded from supervision. Follow-up. On 3/23/2018, in an effort to locate the offender, Peter Bob telephonically contacted Brian Sturgeon, admissions director of the Beaver Recovery House. Brian Sturgeon stated the offender picked up his belongings and left the halfway house on 3/16/2018 and has not returned. On 3/23/2018, Peter Obama attempted to telephonically contact the offender's emergency contact, Alexandra Russo, his aunt. The phone was not answered and the voice message was left for Alexandra Russo. He contacted Peter Obama. Peter Obama has not been contacted. On 3/23/2018, Peter Obama telephonically contacted the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. MCSO stated they do not have the offender in their custody. On 3/23/2018, Pio Abad telephonically contacted the Maricopa Integrated Health System. MIHS stated they do not have the offender registered in any of their facilities. Pio Abad knows no other person to locate the offender.
Okay, Mr. Russo, what's not true about that, sir?
What's not true about that is that I got out a week to let my parole officer know what was my new address. And he knows that my new address, I sent it to him. I told him where I was at because I heard parole, I have probation. I also let my probation supervisor know where I was gonna, what's my new address, because he told me. So we got notified that you're not at Viva anymore. So what's your new address? I told you, I'm gonna call her back, I'm gonna give you the new address. Because I was at work at the time. So I called her back when I got off of work, I told her I was the new address. So she, the supervisor of probation, said I was the address that it is where I was located at. And she told me, well, okay, thank you for letting me know. Let your parole officer know. I told her, I already called them, left them a voicemail in his office and his cell phone, but I won't do it again. And my parole officer told me, you know what? Because I told him, I don't want to be in the halfway house anymore because the whole surroundings and the whole area, I didn't like it. So I told him, I want to be in a different area. No, no, you got it. It's not the area. It's yourself. You have to do this. You have to do that. I'm like, I want to be in a better area. No, okay. So he told me, you know what, man? You want to move from the halfway house? Okay, I'm going to give you a week so you can give me the address. And he gave me a week, and before the week was up, I gave him the address where I was going to be at.
Okay,
so what I was understanding is that, how is that my probation supervisor probation has my address because they have it on file, but she doesn't have my address. It doesn't make sense. Not only that,
Mr. Rizzo,
I was not able to be at my son's birthday. I'm not trying to put this in, but something I wanted to be in part of, 8.11, and because he decided to say what he said, I was found him, that's not true.
Okay, Mr. Rizzo.
Yes, sir. Rizzo.
Rizzo.
Yeah.
You signed documentation that you cannot change your address without having a written prior authorization from the parole officer. So if you didn't have prior written authorization from the parole officer, then you are in violation if you change your address or you move. And that's in the form, the documentation that you signed. And there's also a letter in there from B-Ray that says that you walked off the property and you didn't return, but it also says that there was about 3 months that you were there and that you didn't return on those nights. It says on 3-9, on March 9th, March 10th, and March 11th. And March 15th, you left the site without permission at night. Then on March 16th, you walked off and did not return. So if you did that, sir, then you violated, and you cannot do that without having the written permission of your parole supervisor. Okay? So also, sir, I want to go over something. It looks like you will be released on June 18th of 2018. That's just in a few days, sir. No matter what happens or what decision this board makes today, you will not be released. If we, you know, you will be released prior to any decision that this board would make. So I want to know, sir, from you, which is your right, do you want to go on to phase two, sir, or do you want to just kill your time and you'll be released in a few days on June, not that, that's June 18th, I'm sorry, but just June.
Not June.
June, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You'll be released, so let me take that back, sir. I'm going to go ahead and continue your hearing because you'll be released in about a month, okay? So, based on the information contained in the warrant, based on the information that we have from the parole officer, sir, I'm going to move to find that you were delinquent, that you did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, that you may have lapsed or you're about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Read.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Okay,
so. So what's gonna happen? I don't understand what you're saying because it sounds like nothing either. It doesn't sound clear, but what are you telling them?
Okay, so the board has found that you did violate the terms and conditions of your community supervision, that you did leave.
How is that I violated when I told my parole officer, he gave me an address. He told me, I'll give you a week so you can give me an address. He was gonna invite me at that time.
Okay, well,
so I gave him the address and my probation, the supervisor, she got my address. So how is that? I violated it though. When I told him, I'm in this address. No, 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 it's not the address. It's you. I have a change. I'm like, no, I know the area. It's not no good area. I want to be in this. I got a place where I can stay.
Okay,
and
well,
okay, give me, I'll give you a week so you can change your location.
Okay, well,
give me a new address. Well, I do have a new address.
Your probation,
and he says I stopped him. I do have a condo.
Sir,
I do have my address.
Sir, your probation officer may have told you that, but your parole officer is a different person. And that's what...
It wasn't probation officer. The thing is that I called the probation, it was a supervisor of probation placed.
Okay.
She called me and she said, you know, you're not located in this place. Where are you at now? Okay, I'm in this area. I know that doesn't matter, but what I'm saying is, she has my address, but I will, first and foremost, I let my parole officer know where I was going to be at. What's my new address? I have just seen him a couple of days, like, I have just had a parole visit. So he got my address later on, but he told me, you know what? It wasn't like he said, you have to come here and come to the office and let me know what the address is. No, he just told me, call me. Okay, I'm gonna let you get. I'm gonna give you a week to keep me in the office.
Okay, Mr. Rizzo.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're going to verbally define that you were in violation. We're going to move on to phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We're getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady. Then we're going to go with some information with you, sir, and then we'll give you the opportunity to present any information you'd like to present to the board without repeating yourself, okay?
What do you mean?
That we're going to go to phase two of your hearing. Your hearing is conducted in two phases. Phase one, we determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And we already determined that, and we're going to go into phase two. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're now in phase two. We're going to start off with some information from Mr. Grady. After we get the information from Mr. Grady, the parole officer, I'm going to go over some information with you and see if there's any questions, and we're going to give you the opportunity to present any information that you want to present to the board at that time, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Grady.
Mr. Rizzo, released from DOC on March 2nd of 2018. He was arrested on March 30th of 2018 by Phoenix PD. He has been in charges. He returned back to DOC on April 1st of 2018. He has a CSED of June 18th of 2018 and reflects 14 of found days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. He has no prior convictions. He has one term of DOC. His CUIR score is a 3-4, mental health score is a 1, substance abuse score is a 2. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests, 2013, sexual conduct with a minor, Texas felony conviction, state prison. He has a community risk score of a G1 V1.
Is he a certified witness?
Look it up.
Okay, so I see you were released on March 2nd of 2018. You were approved to reside in V-Way Recovery House at 2501 West Elm Street. You didn't have no other residence that had been approved for you to stay at. So, when you left Greenway, where did you go to?
I went to an apartment. Right now, I don't exactly have the address on me, but the probation supervisor has that address.
Okay, well, the probation has it, but not the parole. What was
no,
it?
No, no, I also gave my parole. I gave the address. You should have it.
So whose apartment? Whose apartment was it?
Huh?
Whose apartment did you go stay at?
I was saying it's a girl, but it's a friend. She's a friend.
So you saying you're just staying with a female friend? What's the name?
A female friend, yeah.
What's the name?
Rocio.
What is it?
Rocio. R-O-C-I-O.
That's the lady's name?
That's the lady's name, yes ma'am, okay. Yes sir.
All right, so you were giving referrals during this time. Did you work anything, sir?
Was I working?
Yes.
Yeah, I was working remodeling houses.
Okay.
And I was winning, that was $10 every week. $10 an hour, of course.
Okay, so it says on March 2nd, you referred to treatment. for task, and you had rather than one discussion, you assigned a color of gray, you only had one task, and it came back negative. Is that right?
I couldn't hear you. Say that again?
So you had one gray that you had that was taken on March 19th, but that was negative. Is that right?
Negative, yes, sir.
All right, did you relapse during the period of time that you were actually out, sir?
I wasn't using anything.
Did you use any drugs or drink alcohol while you were out?
I didn't use any drugs.
You drank any alcohol?
When it says negative, that means it shouldn't, I don't have anything, right?
Correct.
Okay, so if it said negative, I wasn't using anything.
So if it would have said positive, you would have been using something?
If I'm pretty sure it says positive, then I would have been using something, I don't know, but...
Okay, when you got arrested, who arrested you?
I was in the hospital.
And what happened?
From the hospital, I got arrested because I had a warrant for my arrest. I couldn't even know because I got robbed. So they robbed me, and then I was in handcuffs, and I was in the hospital and the ICU. I was like, okay, I understand why, like, I'm in the hospital, but what I understand is why am I in handcuffs when I didn't do anything? I'm the one getting robbed. So
what hospital were you at, and when did you get robbed?
Hospital, St. Joseph's Hospital.
Okay, and you were in St. Joseph's. Where were you at when you got robbed?
I was 19th and Bethany.
Oh, 19th?
Montebello. Yeah, Montebello area.
And he was in the area, 19th Avenue in Montebello.
I was in the area. I'm not saying I'm living there, but I was in that area.
Okay, so
how
did you wind up at St. Joseph's Hospital then?
Because I got jacked.
So how did you get in the hospital?
I got jacked by like five people, and they jacked me, and they beat me up, and from there they took me to the hospital.
The people beat you up, and the people took you to the hospital?
What was that?
The same people who jacked you and robbed you and beat you up took you to the hospital?
I'm pretty sure that's how it went down.
Well, so you say you were in the area 19th Avenue in Montebello, right?
Yeah.
And what's the main cross street of Montebello like? Indian School, Camelback, Bethany Home?
There's a park by Christon Mall.
Okay.
At that park at Christon Mall.
Alright, so sir, you got robbed there. There's a hospital right there, 19th Avenue in Bethany.
I don't know why they took me to St. George. I must have been that bad. If you see my picture.
Well, who handcuffed you? Who handcuffed you when you said you were handcuffed?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember because...
All right, so let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Does the board have any additional questions? Okay, sir, I see the board has no additional questions for you. At this time, sir, we're going to go into discussion. Prior to going into discussion, I want to give you the opportunity to make any comments you'd like to make to the board prior to the board going into discussion. So is there anything else you'd like to say without repeating yourself?
No, sir. I know nothing else I could say.
All right. Thank you. So, sir, the board's in discussion. While the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line. However, I'm going to ask you to remain silent while you're on the line. The board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. Please stay on the line. The board is now
okay.
In discussion. We heard Mr. Rosso and listening to him, and we've seen the information contained in the warrant that he wasn't absconded for 14 days. We don't have any idea where he was. He said he was saying with a female friend of his when he left that he gave information to the probation department and the parole office. However, there's no indication that he did. But he did sign the information in the letter that he signed and talked to when he was released, that said that he was not to change his residence without having prior written authorization from his parole officer. He did move, and according to the discharge letter from V-Ray, as I said earlier, he didn't have permission to leave at night, and then on March 9th, March 10th, March 11th, and March 15th, he left the site without the permission. Then he walked off the site on March 16th and had not returned, and that therefore he was discharged from V-Ray. based on the information we have contained in the warrant, they said he was leaving the site, and they had no idea what he was doing during that period of time. The fact that he did for 14 days was gone. We have no idea exactly what he was doing. The parole officer, according to documentation, had no idea where he was staying at during that period of time. I do not see Mr. Russo. I do not see him being available to continue his community service. I think he should be, stay incarcerated. He'll be released in about a month on June 18th of 2018. At that time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Thank you.
Therefore, I am going to make a motion and move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Russo, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he had lapses, about to lapse in the criminal ways of company, where that he wasn't absconding for 14 days, and we had no idea what he wore or what he was doing exactly during that period of time. Also, but while he was at V-Ray, he did leave the premises without permission several times. We had no idea what he was doing during that period of time. That is going to be my motion.
I'll second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
The motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Neal, Mr. Cagnoni. Mr. Russo.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, so you will be released on June 18th. 2018. So at that time, you won't be on any parole. You won't have to report to a parole officer. At that time, you won't be on any community supervision. And you will be released on June 18, 2018. I do want to note to you, sir, that whatever conditions that you have on your probation, this does not relate to conditions on your probation. You still will have to refer back to your probation officer in order to have that information or get that information straight. This is only pertaining to your parole. Okay, so thank you for participating in your hearing today. Please put the CO3 back on the line.
Okay, I'll pass it to Susan. Thank you.
Thanks.